USA Radio News.
Democratic Senators Richard Blumenthal, Sheldon Whitehouse, and Mazie Hirono filed a lawsuit Monday to block President Trump's appointment of Matthew Whitaker as acting attorney general. The senators argue that Whitaker's appointment is in violation of the Constitution. Tensions are high at the Mexican border town of Tijuana, where a group of residents clashed with migrants camped out by the U.S. border fence. This resident of Tijuana says there's a right way and a wrong way to come into the country.
It feels like they invaded, and that was not the correct way, but I know all of them are not like that.
Chris Watts, a Colorado man who pled guilty to killing his pregnant wife and their two daughters and unborn son, was sentenced to life in prison today. Watts did have a chance to address the court.
Mr. Watts, as I indicated when we began, you have the right to make a statement if you choose to. Would you like to make a statement?
Uh-huh.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
Make Kohl's Black Friday your first stop with incredible Black Friday doorbusters. Stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. or shop online all day Thursday. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get the Xbox One S, $199.99. Amazon Echo Dot, $24. Google Home Hub, $99. And the Fitbit Charge 3, $119.99. Kohl's Black Friday. Don't miss it. Select styles. Valid while supplies last or until 1 p.m. Friday. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Billionaire businessman Michael Bloomberg has made a huge donation to his college alma mater. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The $1.8 billion donation to Johns Hopkins University is to be used exclusively for financial aid. He says he wants the university to be completely need blind, meaning it won't have to consider the financial situation of applicants. Bloomberg says in a statement, quote, America's at its best when we reward people based on the quality of their work, not the size of their pocketbook. Bloomberg graduated from Johns Hopkins in 1964. He's worth an estimated $51 billion. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Members of a migrant caravan have met some local resistance as they continue to arrive by the hundreds at the Mexican border town of Tijuana. A group of local residents and even the mayor of Tijuana was not happy as many of the migrants camped out by the U.S.-Mexico border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A recent study came out and said between student loans, credit cards, and other expenses, many millennials are deep in debt. Millennials carry a debt of on average around $36,000 and spend around 34% of their monthly income trying to pay that off. Chris Hogan is author of the book Everyday Millionaires. He was on Fox News and explains why he believes people are okay with debt.
Well, people have become numb to debt. It's become a way of life. It's normal. You know, the average credit card debt's hovering around $16,000 per household. And so it's scary. And when people have this appetite for debt, they just keep spending and spending. And let's be honest, this holiday season, this isn't when people catch up on their debt or pay it down. This is typically when people add to it because they're buying with money they don't have. Mm-hmm. And this is alarming.
Hogan next talks about how he believes you can get out of debt.
Well, we first have to make a decision. Understand that debt's not your friend. It's a threat to your now as well as your future. So let's get out of the debt. Let's attack it. So list your debt smallest to biggest. We call it the debt snowball. Just write it down, smallest to biggest. And I want you to make minimum payments on all the other debts except for the little one. I want you to attack it, Ainsley. I want people to sell some stuff, take on an extra job, attack that debt. And this is all debt except for your mortgage. If you do this, you'll take back control, and eventually when you pay off the debt, you'll give yourself a raise because you get to keep more of your money with you.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.